Oregon, and thank you once again for loading me down and queuing me up. I'm Finn J.D. John, bringing you another daily episode of the Offbeat Oregon History Audio Edition podcast, which every weekday brings you another story from the archives of the Offbeat Oregon History syndicated newspaper column. You'll find the full details at offbeatoregon.com. Check it out. But first, sit back and relax and let me tell you about Jack London's writing retreat. There's also a fishing retreat for Clark Gable and other Golden Age Hollywood notables, and also earlier than that, it was a place for cowboys to crash. I'm talking about the Wolf Creek Inn in, of all places, Wolf Creek. The story was first published on April 4th, 2010, under the headline Wolf Creek Inn was a writing retreat for Jack London. Here we go. There were times during Hollywood's Golden Age when Clark Gable simply couldn't be found anywhere. Studio executives would search frantically for the top-shelf star, needing to talk to him about a project and facing a tight deadline. He'd be gone. In fact, he'd be fly fishing on the Umpqua River in Oregon while staying at a small inn that today is the oldest continually operating hotel in the state, the Wolf Creek Tavern. The tavern got its start in 1883 when pioneer Henry Smith built the six-bit house on the stagecoach road used for folks traveling the Oregon stagecoach line between Portland and Sacramento. 4 years later, he built a bigger inn right across the street, a, quote, first-class hotel featuring 16 guest rooms, separate men's and ladies' parlors, and a nice dining room. There were no bathrooms, though. Each room came with a bowl and a pitcher of clean water, and a, quote, deluxe privy stood just outside the back door. The meaning of first class has, it appears, changed in the intervening years. So, too, is the meaning of the term tavern. The new place was called the Wolf Creek Tavern, but it served no alcohol. Today, the original six-bit house is gone, but the Wolf Creek Tavern, the place with the deluxe privies, that's still there. The stagecoach stopped running in 1887, the same year the tavern was built, because a railroad link to Sacramento made it obsolete. But Highway 99 followed the same route, and the hotel business remained brisk. It got even brisker after word of the tavern's charms reached Hollywood. In addition to Gable, the inn's guest register includes the names of Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Orson Welles, and Carol Lombard. Other notables who have stayed there included Sinclair Lewis, then-President Rutherford Hayes, and Jack London. London was a regular guest, staying with his wife in a tiny room over the front porch while he worked. He wrote a short story titled The End of the Story and put the finishing touches on the manuscript for Valley of the Moon while staying there. Nearby London Peak is named in his honor. Other guests left their mark on the tavern in a different way. Working cowboys needed a place to sleep while traveling through the area but couldn't cough up 6 bits, that would be 75 cents for you youngins out there, for a night's stay. So Smith let them sleep in the attic for a dime a night. But the attic wasn't fully floored. There was only a shelf of sorts around the perimeter, 2 or 3 boards wide. So to keep from rolling off this shelf and crashing through the board and batten ceiling onto some unsuspecting guest's room, the cowboys would jam their spurs into the rafters. The marks from these spurs left 125 years ago can still be seen today. The tavern was a successful enterprise for most of its life. Its closest brush with disaster came after Interstate 5 took the traffic off Highway 99 in the 1960s. Still, partly because it was just a few hundred yards off I-5, it managed to survive until 1975, when the Oregon Department of Parks and Recreation bought it and started a complete historically accurate restoration, completed in 1979. Since then, the Parks Department has operated it, either directly or through concessionaries, with an eye for historical accuracy. The rooms now have private bathrooms, but otherwise they're just like they were 100 years ago. There are no TVs, although there is Wi-Fi in the hotel. The restaurant is particularly nice, trimmed and decorated just as it was a century ago, and it enjoys a really good reputation. Two rooms in particular are not available to stay in, though. The huge room that movie stars used to stay in has been set up just as it was when Clark Gable was expected, right down to whiskey decanters full of what looks like scotch, and roped off as a museum-like tableau. The same has been done with the closet-sized, very basic Jack London room, just a few steps down the hall and directly over the front porch. The contrast between them is striking, and if you happen to be a novelist, maybe a little depressing, too. Well, that's it for today's episode. If you're listening for the first time and want more information about Offbeat Oregon history, you can get everything at our central website at offbeatoregon.com. The complete listing of 195 columns going back to 2008, plus links out to audio and text feeds on RSS and iTunes, and the Facebook page and Twitter feed in case you'd like to join the conversation. The website's also where you'll find full citations to sources for this story, which for today's episode include works by The Mountaineers and Travelin' Magazine. Also, wolfcreekinn.com. Our theme music is a track titled Old Man's Waltz by the Atlas String Band, atlasstringband.com, written by Carmen Ficarra. Coming to Corvallis, drop me a line. Let's grab a cup of coffee and talk history. I'm at Finn at offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, at offbeatoregon. This podcast is proudly in the Creative Commons. The license is a CC by SA. For details, see offbeatoregon.com/CC. That is it for today. Tomorrow is Thursday, so we'll have a surprise. And in the meantime, go out and fill up the rest of today with good stuff. Bye now.